For all our cynicism, we apparently still invested the intelligence services with some qualities of rigor and scientific methodology. The few journalists who accepted Yuri's claim implicitly expressed relief that all this happened a long time ago, back in the 1970s.
"I never talk about it," Yuri said.
"You spoke about it to the Financial Times," I said. "You said you did a lot of psychic work for the CIA in Mexico." Yuri shrugged. A plane flew low overhead, and everyone on the terrace stopped eating for a moment and looked up. Ever since 9/11, the U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft had been warning of imminent terrorist attacks on banks, apartment blocks, hotels, restaurants, and shops in the U.S. On one occasion, President Bush announced that he couldn't say anything at all about a particular looming cataclysm. Equally nonspecific high alerts were occurring in London, too. Then suddenly, Yuri took off his sunglasses, and he looked me squarely in the eye.
"If you repeat what I am about to tell you," he said, "I will deny it."
"Okay," I said.
"It will be your word against mine," said Yuri.
"Okay," I said. Yuri moved his chair closer to mine. He glanced around the restaurant.
"This," he said, "is no longer a history story."
"I'm sorry," I said.
"I have been reactivated," said Yuri.
"What?" I said. I looked over at Sheepy. He nodded gravely. "I don't suppose it was you who told John Ashcroft about the hotels and the banks and the apartment blocks?" I asked.
"I am saying nothing else," said Yuri.
"Yuri," I said, "please give me something to go on. Please tell me one more thing." Yuri sighed.
"Okay," he said. "I will tell you one more thing only. The man who reactivated me is..."
Yuri paused. Then he said,
"called Ron."
And that was it. I have not spoken to Yuri Geller since. He has not returned my calls. He refused to divulge anything further about Ron. Was Ron FBI, CIA, military intelligence, Homeland Security? Could Ron be MI5, MI6? Was Yuri Geller playing a part in the war on terror? I had a minor breakthrough a year later in a hotel in Las Vegas when I was interviewing one of General Stubblebine's former military spies, Sergeant Lynn Buchanan. I said, "Yuri Geller says that the man who reactivated him is called Ron." Sergeant Buchanan fell silent, and then he nodded enigmatically and said,
"Ah, Ron. Yes, I know Ron."
But he wouldn't tell me anything more about him.